Welcome to the talk, Immutable Infrastructure with Flatcar Container Linux. I will introduce concepts and techniques on how to manage your server installations. I'm Kai, software engineer at Microsoft, working on Flatcar Container Linux. Previously, this was under Kinfolk, which got acquired. So what is immutable infrastructure? Immutable infrastructure is a paradigm to reprovision servers instead of managing their configuration after provisioning. And so why would you do this? The pros are that it's more reproducible and consistent. For example, you don't have manual configuration changes or some configuration updates that are still having side effects lingering around. So the goal is that we have the running server configuration exactly match what we, for example, specified in the Git repository. And so what are the cons? Of course, reprovisioning takes longer. Most data gets lost, which is local application data, logs, and SSH host keys, and so on. And depending on your cloud environment, you may also have the problem that you get a new IP address when you create a new cloud instance to replace another one. So what is Flatcar Container Linux? It's a fork or continuation of CoreOS Container Linux. And why would you use something like that? It's a minimal distribution for running containers. That means we have the focus on reducing the OS dependencies. With having less base software to manage there, for example, you don't have everything installed as packages on the OS, but rather you use containers on top of the base OS to pull in what you need. That means we have a reduced attack surface area. The goal is to be more secure because we have an immutable file system. The whole /user partition is read-only. You can't even install packages there or modify the base OS files on this partition. And all this together removes entire categories of security threats. For example, there was this RunC vulnerability where the RunC binary was overwritten from inside the container, which is, of course, not possible when the file system is read-only. And what makes Flatcar different is also that we have automated updates through an A/B partition scheme. That means we have atomic updates through a reboot and also rollbacks to any version that was previously released. And so that makes it very easy to ensure that you always have the latest software and also that the software you run is the same on all machines because okay, it's this version, then we know it's having the same content on each machine. And for this reboot that is needed, we have a coordinated mechanism. For example, on Kubernetes, you don't want to have all nodes reboot at the same time, and there's some update operator that can coordinate the reboots to have minimal impact. And what you also may not have in other Linux distributions is a declarative provisioning mechanism. So on the first boot, we set up the machine from a declarative configuration with Ignition, that's the name of this software, and configuration specification. And that makes it easy to follow immutable infrastructure because we have a one-time configuration. And afterwards, we don't do any config changes per node, but we rather deploy, update our configuration and then in the end deploy a new machine with it. That makes it very easy to have a repeatable deployment. So you actually know what this machine is running and how it's configured, and it's easy to throw it away and repeat the deployment. So more about this Ignition configuration format. It's a JSON format where you can declare files and systemd units or systemd networkly networks, and any users you want to have on this machine, and file systems that should be created or partitions. And you can also reference data from external resources. For example, you have some binaries or larger configuration files stored elsewhere. And this whole setup is done inside the initram fs step. So there's this first boot flag that grub detects, and then it sets the kernel parameter, and then in the initram fs ignition will run depending on whether this is a first boot, and it will prepare the system before the actual init process of the final OS will be started. That means we can configure a lot of things already without a reboot that would normally be needed if we do a later configuration step. So for example, you can contrast this to Cloud Init, which runs after the initram fs, and on Flatguard this even on every boot. So yeah, it's a different principle. And to make ignition easier to use, there's a container Linux config specification, in short CLC. It's a friendlier YAML format, which has some extras.